Hey, is this Andrew?
Yo, Charlie, my man.
Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
I'm feeling good. Just finished the job. Sorry about that.
Awesome. No, I figured you were still on the job, so I was actually planning on calling you probably tomorrow, but you called in today. How'd the job go? Was it good? It was hot, right?
It was hot. Just the customer they didn't fully understand the quote, so I guess I did some free stuff for them.
Oh man.
For a review.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I used to actually run my own detailing company, so when I would come across that as well, it was always like, all right, we'll kind of throw something in there for free to just keep you happy as well. That way, you know, both of us are walking out happy, and maybe you refer me to a friend.
It sucks because I had thrown in something already for free, and they wanted something else done, and I just didn't want to say no. They didn't really speak good English either. She had made me some watermelon, though. She cut some slices, so.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
It's always better when you get free food.
Yeah. They want to also mail in the check. Or not mail in the check. They want me to come back and grab the check, so.
A little iffy. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. All right. Well, I know we're talking here. For your deal here, I know you had some questions, though. I wanted to be able to get those answered for you also. What were some of the questions that you still had for me?
Let me have a quick thing. So I have kind of the general idea of what y'all do.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that I'm not my customer thinking that something's included when it's not.
Right.
So it's mainly just run. You guys make and run and optimize the Facebook campaign ad.
Yes.
And I give you the photos and whatnot information.
Right.
Okay. Well, it was that. I was also going to mention that if I actually do decide, it's most likely I will want to do this, I would want to target more actually northern Austin.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I know how Facebook works. It's better to have a specific demographic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's going to be more northern Austin and more west north Austin. I mean, that's really where the rich people are. I mean, there's some in South Austin, but really
northwest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very customizable to you at the end of the day, Andrew. Like, you have a general idea of how we do things, which is good. I'll say it like this. We've been doing it for 19 years. We've been in this industry. We know how to get the results that you're looking for. We can target down to the specific zip code if you really want to. We can do zip code and cities. If that's where you want to target for higher end jobs, so you're getting those bigger houses for bigger pays, that's not a problem. We can start to target that areas for you.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. And then, I don't know if you're able to right now look at, if you look on Google Maps, my listing, it actually has, I looked at it and it has the photos on there.
Let me look.
They were rejected last night, but.
Yeah, let me look here. Because I know when I looked earlier, I don't even see your listing on Google. And I just want to, it's the same as, the Yelp listing, right? It's the same name, correct?
It's
Full Blast?
Yeah. but I mean, I'm looking on my, like, my phone. I'm not even, like, on the Google, you know, whatever. I just type like in Cobalt and my company popped up. On Google, I have it right, or the gig Google business profile right now, I have it set up as Full Blast Pressure and Soft Wash LLC.
Oh, okay, so let me see.
But, I mean, I typed in Full Blast on my phone and it worked.
Yeah. Also, too, it'll do that because it's, you have the Google cookies. So it's pulling it from your, you'd have to go like incognito, web browser. I don't know how you would do that on your phone though.
Yeah.
Let me see. It's pressure. It's Pressure Washing LLC, Full Blast Pressure Washing LLC. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, those are cops and I have illegal tent. I'm not trying to get caught here in Leander.
I get you.
Okay. And I just spilled watermelon juice all over me.
You're having like a day, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sweaty. All right, whatever.
It's kind of dipped on. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Full Blast, Pressure, and Soft Wash LLC.
And Soft Wash. All right. Huh. Interesting.
I can, well, I don't know. It still, again, I think it has to do with the fact that it's only been 2 or 3 days since Google had verified me online.
I mean, yes and no. Typically what happens is, like, once you're verified, you're verified. So, I mean, so when I type in Full Blast Pressure Wash and Soft Wash LLC, or Pressure and Soft Wash LLC, Austin, Texas, I see your fullblast.com with, you know, the PF. That pops up. The listing itself, what actually pops up is Full Color Cleaning. Cleaners.
Yeah,
sorry.
I saw that.
Full color.
Are you looking up just on Google in general?
Yeah, I'm looking up in your area what your customers would see.
Okay. So yeah. That is still like, yeah, I need to get that fixed and stuff. But if you go on Google Maps and you look up Full Blast, it pops up, which wasn't the case.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So that's what I was saying, like, that's, like, new to me, because the photos, so if you go to Google Maps, type in Full Blast, it will pop up, and my photos
are right there,
which has said that was rejected, but apparently, I guess they're not, maybe it's just a glitch. I even have a link, I can, if you give me, like, your phone number or something, I can text you a link that goes to review my business on Google.
Yeah.
And feel free to give me a review.
Let me see here.
I would need your, I'm stopping at Sonic here in about 4 minutes, so in 4 minutes I can stop and get your number if that's possible.
Yep. I just actually sent you a text message.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So you can just send the link there. That's the number that I sent you, our link for our website. You can send it there. Yeah. Have it there. But yeah, it's really going to come down to populating that. I, for some reason, every time I type in the pressure washer, it takes me to something else on the Google Maps, which is really weird.
I've been like PFULL, it'll just correct it to FULL.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, as of right now, so how customers do it, and I'm sure you do it too, the first thing you do is you don't go to the Google Maps. What you do is you just go to the search bar in Google. Yeah, and then what happens?
Google Maps listing or whatever, you know what I mean, will pop up on the right of that front page.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And they're going to just, they're not really going to search your company. They're going to search the services that you provide. So we want to make sure that your company is populating on those search services. So now they can just click to call you from there, because the only time they'll search your company is when they already know the name of your company, right? Where I'm a homeowner myself. I typically do not know anybody's name. I'm searching for services. I'm searching for things to do. You know, you're searching of the action terms of what you want done, right? So, hey, my toilet's leaking. Plumber's near me, right? Something like that. So that's what we would really do to help you out. It seems like you're kind of going through a lot of struggles with that Google listing in itself. So like I said, you would work just hand in hand with my tech team to make sure that that's all done correctly. It could be a little small tweaks that you just might not know of right now that once we get in there, we'll be like, oh, we can just do this and it would actually verify everything right here on the platform. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that. So it's really just about my tech team getting in there, because, again, we're certified and verified through Google. We have that badge on our website. So it's really, this is the closest that you're going to get from having a live agent to talk to each and every day, each and every week, and to actually see those results coming in, to making sure that everything's functioning correctly. At the same time, bigger picture is getting you jobs coming from Google. That's ultimately why you want to be on it, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. So, I mean, what I can do. Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Let me just make sure I have everything correct. So you've already submitted out to Google. I understand you've done the video verification, which is amazing. I will say you're probably 80% in front of everybody else. I've been in I'll let you order first.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Can I get a large rainbow slush? And then a large root beer with mango slush.
I'm sorry, but the rainbow slush only comes in a medium.
That's fine.
Okay, what was the other thing you wanted?
A large root beer with mango slush.
Large root beer cream slush?
No. A root beer with mango slush.
All right.
And then I'll just do a medium tater tot.
All right. Would you like any sauces with that?
No.
Okay. Would that be all for you then?
Did you add the root? Oh, okay. Well, did you add the root beer?
Yes, with the root beer.
Nah, I'm just saying, did you add it?
One moment.
Call them strings on.
Alright, got it. Would that be all?
It says a medium rainbow slush.
With root beer?
No. No, I don't want another rainbow slush. I just want a root beer and mango slush. Yep.
Okay, that's what I put.
No, you have a medium rainbow slush with root beer.
No, it's the rainbow with the soda.
No, I don't want that. I want a mango, like the fruit. Mango.
Oh, so sorry.
You're fine. Rainbow and mango sound pretty similar.
What size?
A large.
But, all right, Daniel.
But make that a slush, though.
A slush?
Yeah. Sorry.
You're okay.
Okay. Your show's going to be 10:31.
All right, thank you.
Mango and rainbow.
Mango and rainbow. That's like the first time I've ever heard that. It's still a medium. I'm just not going to bother with it.
Yeah. It sounds good, I will say.
It is really good. You like root beer?
I do like root beer, so I'll have to try that out. I'm sure my wife will definitely be like, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's usually not that difficult.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Because I just ordered a rainbow slush that...
It kind of sounded familiar, yeah. Well, so what I'm going to do here, Andrew, is I'm just going to take some personal information. I'm just going to gather, like, your last name, the email address. As I said before, I am going to send everything over to you in the email. You will have a tax write-off. We're going to make sure that you get that receipt. And then you are going to have that verification, the voice verification. That I am going to send to you in email as well with the pricing structure, so that never fluctuates on you, okay?
All right.
What's a good email address for you to for me to send everything over to you there?
It's going to be full book, but with a T. So, like full blast, but books instead of blast.
Okay, so it's going to be full blast. Okay, give me a sec.
No blast in it. It's just
okay.
Full, so P-F-U-L-L, and then B-O-O-K-S, like bookkeeping.
Oh, gotcha. Books. Okay. Full books.
Yes, sir.
Is that at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Gmail.com. Awesome. And then what's your last name, Andrew?
Give me one second real quick.
No problem. No problem. I know you got a lot going on.
I'm so stupid. I have cash on me. How much was it?
$10.31.
All right, cool. I got a 20 on me. 31. I have $10 on me, not 31 cents. Oh my God, I do have 31 cents. Oh my God. I don't know about you, Charlie, but I hate change.
You know what? I like change, but only because I actually play a game with my 85-year-old grandmother that we actually utilize change with. So that's the only reason why I like change, because she loves to play. So when I see her, I always bring my little tub of change. I'm like, all right, are you ready to play? So that's the only reason why.
I've been collecting.
I've been collecting for 3 years here. The only reason why I have it. My wife hates change. She can't stand it. She's like, you know what? Don't bring that. Don't leave that in the car. I'm like, all right, I won't. I'll put it in the tub.
Yeah. Well, other than that, there's really no other reason to change.
Absolutely,
well,
I
not
agree.
Reason. Just, everything's digital.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. You don't want your money trapped.
That's very true, too. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, is what they say, right?
Yeah.
What's your last name, Andrew?
The IRS is going to take it.
Yeah, that is true. I said, what's your last name?
It's D-I... Thank you. It's okay. I don't really care about change. I'm sorry, Charlie.
It's okay.
Literally wasting your time right now.
It's all good. I get paid hourly, so you're good.
Thank you. Oh, you get paid hourly. All right, well, business, talk. There you go. We're doing business work, man.
Rainbows and mangoes is the business talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're hilarious.
Don't laugh too loud now. You don't want your boss to
hear. Yeah, exactly right. All right. So for your last name, I got
DIMITRIJEVIC. I promise I'm not bullshitting you and taking up your time.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm gonna
longest last name ever.
It's okay. Mine's long as well, so I always spell it out for people. So I just want to make sure I have it right. I have D I M as in Mary, I T as in Tom, R I J E Z I C as in Charlie.
You're going so good until the very end. It's D I M I. T-R-I as in indigo, J as in Juliet, E-V as in victory.
Gotcha.
As in Victor, but yeah, Victor. But not that. I-C as in Charlie.
I see. Gotcha. So I just missed the Z and the V. Okay. Perfect. And then for the PIN verification that you did with the Google Business Profile, where did you do that PIN verification for? Was it your home address? Do you guys have an office that you work from, or?
What was it again? What's that verification like?
The PIN verification you did with Google, you know, when you did the video verification for them, did you use your home address?
I didn't actually. No, so that's the thing. That's why I was so happy I didn't do a I just verified with the phone number. Like, it just texted me a PIN.
But you didn't put a physical address?
No, I didn't. I did. Like, after I made the profile, I did put a physical address. Not my home address. I just put it a pin in a field in my neighborhood, so I can show up on the map. But I didn't verify with address or video or anything.
Okay, so I mean they're gonna want you to do a pin verification with a real estate. So they'll catch on. Google scrubs their accounts all the time. What happens is when they find out that they don't have a real address for a business profile, they end up wiping that profile out. Now, my job is easy on this part because this is what I do for you. I do not show your address. That is not why they do that. They just want to make sure that you're a local company in the local area and you're not like a robot with a P.O. box getting all the work and then subcontracting all the locals out in that area. They want to make sure that locals are doing business with locals. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I can PIN verify you with that your home address. The only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hide that address. So the only thing that's going to show up is going to be the city and the state when it comes across on your Google Business Profile. There will be nothing else. It's just to say if Google needed to send you something in the mail, they could actually send that to you, and then they could get a hold of you if they needed some other verification or give you something with your listing as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what's a home address for you?
It can be 199.
Uh-huh.
28.
Uh-huh.
Chayton, C-H-A-Y-T-O-N, Circle, and Pflugerville. 7, and the zip code is 78660.
Okay. For the, you said it was Chayton. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that one more time for me? I'm sorry.
You're good. CHAYTON.
Gotcha. I got it. Circle. And then the zip code is the 78660.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for your customers to contact you, I know we kind of talked about this. Now, it's completely up to you what you want to do there. We can either put your phone number on here, which would be the 417-414-3833 number, where customers would just be able to click that number and call you directly. Or we can put a tracking number on there where it would have a different phone number. Those calls still go directly to you, but now you're able to see where those calls are coming from, if they're coming from the west, north side of Austin, or if they're just coming from the north side of Austin. And you'll also be able to see what type of customers are contacting you. That will be tracked into your dashboard so you can listen in on those calls as well. Do you want to do the tracking number, or do you want to just do your number?
No. I have a lot of signage for my number already.
Okay.
And I have a CRM that I use that does do tracking.
Okay. So you already have that down then.
Yeah, and then plus I even ask after it, like automatically I ask them, like, hey, where'd you hear us from, et cetera.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. So you want to do west and northwest, is that correct?
I mean, really north Austin, but yeah. Primarily, yeah, northwest is where all the bigger houses are. And the
good money is.
Yeah.
I hear you. Like I said, when I was doing my auto detailing, I would actually do door knocking as well, and we would just target higher end neighborhoods, you know, anywhere from $1 million to multi-million dollar neighborhoods in California. Yeah. So I understand where you're coming from.
Where are you?
We're in California, so we're based out of Fountain Valley. So it's, if you're familiar with California, it's actually in Orange County. We're about 15, 20 miles away from Disneyland, and then about 15, 20 miles away from Huntington Beach. So we're kind of like, actually, we're about 10 miles from Huntington Beach. We're about smack dab right in the middle of both.
And then are you just assigned to an area of the United States or what? Because you said you're local. You said you're a sales director and you're local.
Yeah, so how it works for us is we get qualified candidates list. So let's say for Google, we have about 40 agents here. When they say, hey, we need a pressure washer in Austin, you guys have an available listing there, call out the area, we'll be assigned to there, and then that's when I'll be assigned to that area there. So that's why you'll always deal with me. I'll be your point of contact, and then also my tech team. You won't deal with any other agents that's here that was calling out the area. You'll only just deal with me. But we actually cover all 50 states. Yeah, so we're a pretty big company. We've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well this, all right, give me one sec. I apologize for this. Okay, cool. So you got the books there, for your email, central. Okay, for some reason, I did not click save. So I am going to need you to spell your last name again for me. Andrew, this will be fun. Oh, actually, I got it right here. It's DimitriJevic. Correct?
DimitriJevic. Yeah.
Okay. How do you say that?
Dmitrievich.
Dmitrievich. Okay.
It's an American way to say it.
Okay.
Serbian way is, it's Serbian, so the Serbian way is like, with R rolling and.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Like, I'll give like my last name. Like, you'll get my email with my last name on it, and you'll be like, "How do you say that?" Most people say it wrong, but it's German, so,
yeah. Well, I thought you would have pronounced mine Dimitrijevic or something. That's what everyone else
said. I didn't even want to try. I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure I get it right the first time. So that's why I asked you. So, cool. And then for the services you do, I know you do pressure washing. I know you do some gutter cleaning as well. But what do you want to be found for on that first page placement? Is it all the services that are listed on your Yelp listing with exterior window washing, gutter gutter cleaning, building cleaning, deck cleaning, fence, graffiti, gum, oil?
It is those, but like the main one is just pressure washing.
Pressure washing, okay.
Stuff like that, yeah. But, yeah, all those services that I guess you see on that Yelp is everything I do offer. But I'm primarily known as just a pressure washing company and a soft wash company. Pressure and soft wash.
Soft wash. Okay, perfect. Okay. Awesome. And then so my tech team, when we do the onboarding call with you, Andrew, I'll set that up for you tomorrow. What's going to happen is they will let you know. They'll say like, hey, these are the key phrases that we will target. These are going to be the most popular key phrase searches in your area. That way you can get programmed once that Google Business profile goes live for you and is published correctly. Okay.
All right.
Okay. How would you like to secure first month's payment? Was that going to be through a business credit card? Is it going to be through a debit card?
It will be through my business debit card.
Okay.
I don't have any funds at the moment to make that first purchase right now. But I will be going to the bank probably tomorrow or sometime this week to deposit some cash.
Okay.
So, I would like to make that first payment on July 1st if possible.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be able to start anything until then, which would be next Monday. Once the payment goes through, that's when I'm able to secure the listing for Austin. And then that's when I'm able to secure that onboarding call with my tech team. Cause like I said, once you pay, that's when we start to go to work on your account itself. Right. So that's how that does work. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say any maybe like particular time that you would want to do that, that you would either want to get it done earlier for like the listing being secured and we can book that onboarding call on Monday or.
What I need to do is schedule like a call before the onboarding or what?
No, so the onboarding call is basically your secured listing as well. So what it does is once you secure the listing, it's going to be paid, right? So now my tech team reaches out to you because you're part of our local Splash team. So now they're going to introduce themselves to you. That onboarding call comes after payment, and then that's when they make sure and verify everything is correct with your listing itself, location, services that you offer, and then also to just making sure that all the information I have is verified correctly. Once you say, yes, that information is correct, that's the areas I want to target, you can even add or take off in that onboarding call as well. That's when they start going to work in programming you to that first page placements of Google, obviously getting that listing verified first and then programming. and then building that Facebook retargeting campaign. That's what, that's how that works. So if you want to secure the listing here this week, which today's the 25th, so I mean, if you needed to go to the bank and put money in the account for this, and if you wanted to secure it on Friday, I can book an onboarding call for you on Monday. So that way on Monday, which is July 1st, that is, they're coming to the table ready to rock and roll. They're not just coming to the table asking you the same questions that basically I ask you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I would just like the reoccurring, like the payment, I would like to pay on the first of the month.
Oh, you would just like the reoccurring payments to come out every first? Gotcha. I mean, I can see what I can do here, in seeing if we can still secure the listing and then maybe push your list, your reoccurring payment out to the first of every month. I would have to get authorization for that though. So I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep. So I will check on that.
Let's do what you said. I'll try to go to the bank here before Friday.
Okay.
And then I can pay on Friday. The $350. Is that with taxes or just straight up just $350?
It's gonna be straight up $348 at a flat rate, no taxes. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like trying to get over to the right.
No worries. Yeah.
And it's also part of the problem. My trailer's lights are not working. So no one can see that I'm wanting to get over. Okay. So sorry, I kind of disregarded what you had said. I can pay on. Oh, you said $348, right?
Yes, it's not going to be $350. It's going to be $348 at a flat rate. There are no taxes included in that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Probably the only thing you don't get taxed on.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Then I'll do that, and then we can. Do the onboarding on Monday on the 1st. But yeah, if you can, if it's like too much work for you, I don't want to like stress you out, but I would like to, it helps me like, schedule wise, organize.
Yeah, with your bills. No, that's okay. What I'll do is, I mean, I just have to put a request in for my higher up. Which, I mean, it's only a couple of days, right? So it's the 28th, so you'll go 4 days, over, and then it'll get billed out. So I'm pretty sure it won't be an issue. I just want to make sure that it's a for sure deal for you before I say yes for you. But yeah, we'll do everything on Friday. We'll go ahead and secure the listing for you there for the 348. I'll send everything over to you in writing. I'll stay on the phone for you when that process goes through, so that way you do get everything secured in writing. I will set up a security question for you here as well on Friday. We do not sell or share any of your information, as I stated last time. We do want to make sure we're always talking to you and you only, so we'll do that on Friday, so that way your account will be secured with us as well, okay?
All right, that works.
Perfect. What time on Friday would you like to secure that listing? Kind of like towards the end of the day here like this, or more towards the morning?
We can do like, let's shoot for about like, to like 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Okay. I'll put you here in the schedule for 10 a.m. I have that. And then also, too, if you want to still send me that link once you're done driving, send me that link to the number that I texted you from, the 877 number. I would still like to click on that, so that way I can send that over to my tech team as well to let them know, like, hey, you're up on the Google Maps, but you're just not populating for in the search bar just on regular Google. So that way we can have all, you know, everything that we need to work with you at that point. Okay?
Yeah. It's a link to review my company, to submit a review, but I'm sure you can, like, click out of it and then...
Oh, yeah.
See it. Or I can maybe try to find out how I can, like, share the profile, not just a review. I can try to figure that out.
Maybe if you just click the profile itself and it brings it up in a full screen... And then just click, yeah, just share the profile, and you could just send it on over that way.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, I have you scheduled here for 10 a.m. on Friday, and then at that point, I will we'll take that next step at that point. Do you need anything from me or anything like that that you would like to know for, like, questions, answers, anything like that?
Can I ask you just a couple questions about your detailing thing? I'm thinking of adding a small service. I'm pretty big, not big, I'm well known in our car community in Pflugerville. I go there a lot, and I do some photography and whatnot for them, for the clubs. One of the services I'm thinking about adding is, you know, exterior car detailing. I've done interior before.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, that's a lot. That's just a whole other gig. And I was like, it's good money too, but it's like a whole different type of work. You know what I mean? So
it is.
And I got my own company and stuff, and it's not really something that intertwines. But like exterior planning does intertwine kind of with that.
Right.
And I have room on the back of my trailer for like a 20 gallon tank or something. I was thinking I have a pump for my soft wash. It's just an extra hose with a 12 volt pump. And I have an extra little slot where I can put another line into that proportioner that mixes with the water. And I was like, I could probably do like an exterior car detailing thing. I just, you know, put a, like, as if I was putting a foam cannon on the end of my, I could do a foam cannon on the end of the pressure washer, but I can also do, like, some type of car soap or something that I put in that tank and stuff. I don't know if you think that's a good idea or not. It's like, car detailing, like, hard to, or would you hate to see, like, a pressure washing company adding it on? I was thinking I could, like, add it on, and then I can offer at, like, some of the car meets, like, hey, I can clean your car for 20 minutes, you know what I mean, for X amount of money.
No, I think it's a good idea. I mean, you're adding a service on, right? So, we've worked with people before who have done different services like that. You can. It doesn't cost you anything extra for us to basically put you on there for exterior car detailing or exterior car cleaning.
Okay,
so,
I'm not talking about the company. I'm just talking about...
Oh, just in general?
I want your personal advice. You had a detailing company or gig that you did. I'm so, like if I were a pressure washing company and I heard that a... construction company was adding a service for power washing and stuff, I'd be like, that's kind of stupid. not stupid, but it's just like
I guess the biggest backlash you'll get is probably on customers alone, like, because, you know, you have different voltages with the pressure, so like with the cars, you have to be careful because you don't want to chip the paint. Whereas, like, you know, the pressure washing. So I guess, like, for in a customer's mind, it's just going to be hard for them to probably just make sure, like, is he going to use the same, you know, voltage on my car that he uses on the cement? Or so that's going to be the issue you're going to run into. Yeah, that's going to be the issue you'll run into. But other than that, I mean, if you had the availability to add that on and you can kind of build your clientele where it's like, hey, I can do both, and I have the different voltages for it and it won't mess up your paint, yeah, dude, I think that'd be pretty cool, especially if you can add it to just on your trailer.
Yeah.
And then you just test it out from there. And then, like I said, you just build it up little by little, especially if you're in the bigger communities that you're going to be getting into and you're like, hey, do pressure washing, but, you know, I see you got, like, you know, 5 Mercedes-Benz in your garage. I also do, like, you know, car washes that I can do. I actually have a hose and stuff here. I can do those if you want. And, you know, you're upselling at that point, right? So I think that'd be a good idea.
Why'd you stop? I mean, how long did you do car detailing? Like, why'd you stop?
I just had a bad partner. So I was in it with a partner. My partner got really greedy, and I was just like, I'm not into it. I'm not a greedy person. I don't like to take advantage of people. And when, you know, when there's a lot of complaints happening about a certain individual and they don't want to fix it, I can't get behind that company. So I just ended up, you know, I'm not going to, my dad always says, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. So I just rather walk away than do that. So
that's a really good move.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I did that. But I got another call coming in here, Andrew. I'm going to let you go. I will call you on Friday at 10. I have you booked here for my schedule, and then we'll get everything set up for you and your company, and then we'll get you rocking and rolling, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Charlie.
All right, no problem. Drive safely.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.